Welcome back, everyone. Going into the third hour here, Bounce Power. Adam, let's
I'm
talk
so
about
confident.
That
I have cheeses and meats. I'm not even. Let's just do this. I am even worried.
just snacking back.
No, I have double chocolate mini bites.
I'm super jealous of you.
So
you have no clue,
Mox and Spencer.
ZN, what? Let's catch up with our robot friend. What are you? What's up? What are you doing? What's happening?
I've been assessing the situation based on what I'm hearing via the comms.
Uh-huh.
So what have I been hearing via the comms?
Like a lot of shouting, and then a car crash, and then a triumphant explosion.
And then us yelling, blow it, and then an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would try to keep with the car, with the team's car, as close as possible, but I'm still the personal camouflage thing is still in full effect. And so we got to determine in what time period I show up to them being stationary.
Yeah. 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 So I think after, you'll probably roll up, after this in the explosion and then the cop cars, and then you'll be in the general vicinity. You'll come up on one of the side lawns and be able to see the road and the statues falling.
Okay.
Lana, you didn't get what you wanted on that roll. You get some advantage to pass along, but you didn't stop the car. You didn't crush one of them. So the front car is going to get through. The second car is not at risk of crashing. They stop in time. But this cop land speeder, goes past you and then turns and blocks the road. And the two of them get out of the vehicle and get up on the hood.
The vehicle where the driver is knocked out? That was the one that was right behind us, right? The gun?
Yeah. So there's just the one guy. They've stopped. He's got his blaster rifle. He's taking cover behind the car. He's at long range from you right now. And he's basically shouting over the comms to you. Everyone can hear it. Put your weapons down. Get out of the vehicle. Lay down on the ground and surrender. And you hear the T-47s fly past you overhead, and they're going to wheel back around. Anyone can go that isn't Lana, I guess.
Can I go?
So what do you want to do?
If I can go, I just try to get closer to them.
Sure.
That's what I'm doing this turn.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So the T-47s are... they're basically out of range now. They're at extreme range. They fly past. There is a land speeder. We're gonna scope down into personal range. So there is a land speeder at long range. There's a land speeder at extreme range. There's a bunch of debris between the land speeder and long. And then ZN, you are approaching kind of from the side. So you're at extreme. Who do you want to get closer towards?
What do I deem as the bigger threat?
Right now there's one guy behind a land speeder that's at medium range from your friends. He's at long range from you. There's another car that's stopped in front of the big debris pile.
Okay,
who has both of their
let's guys. Go for this guy, and we'll roll up on him stealth.
Which guy? Oh, the T-47s, they're away. They're
oh,
up
okay.
in the air.
Sorry,
and they're
sorry.
Past.
We'll roll up
past.
On the guy that's at long range from me.
Okay, so you want to move from long to medium range?
Yeah, but I don't want to cause any stress to myself. So just two maneuvers.
Then that's the end of your turn?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you start rolling towards that guy. Okay, yeah, while he does
stealth.
Not know you're there. Nobody does, in fact.
Yep.
There's a divot, though. What's funny, you're rolling across a grass lawn, so there's this hemispherical-shaped divot that just appears in the lawn as you
roll. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
And the people that are scattering and running away, they maybe somebody notices it and runs past, but nobody gets you there.
Yeah, they do.
Cool. All right. Anyone else can go except Lana and Zidane.
We've used our grenades, right?
Yes, you've used all your
satchels. Everything's gone. All right, well, then I take out my blaster and fire at the guy who's yo, calm it down.
He goes, calm it down, and he just fired.
Yeah, I want to shoot him in the face, yeah.
Okay, you want to shoot at him? All right. Yeah. So he's got cover behind the speeder itself, and he's at medium range. So, yeah, if you have a weapon that can fire at medium, go ahead and roll it. The difficulty is 2 purple and 2 black.
2 purple, 2 black. All right, and I fire at him.
Holy shit.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you get a Got a shot lined up.
Is that 10 damage?
Yeah. Minus his soak. But that's more than enough. So he's you know, hiding behind the car. He pops up a little bit to get a beat on you and just takes a blaster bolt in the face and, like, falls down on the ground. Ooh. Yeah, he's toast. Do you want to do anything else on your turn?
All right. So there was just that guy, right? He was the guy from that car.
Jesus, how do you have such a huge pool for your blaster skill?
I don't know.
Agi.
Even with three agility, like,
I dumped all. Yeah, actually, I don't.
After the last show, he dumped.
I ranked. I ranked up into it.
Okay, so you put. Oh, you have four ranks in.
Because I never wanted to be shit at it again. After being so bad, I dumped all my points into it.
You did miss about 30 rolls in a row.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's perfect. You have lots.
I learned my lesson.
You are a fine marksman now.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. You iced that dude. So this land speeder is now empty. There's nobody in it. There's a dead. There's like an unconscious guy lying on the dash. And there's a dead guy on the ground underneath it, and it's just hovering there. Cool. All right. So I guess, Belsa, that means it's your turn before the NPCs go.
Wait, Jesse, did you maneuver?
No. My question was what? So there's no one else there. The other speeder is behind the wreckage, or like?
Yes. Yeah. That purple squiggle is the Mon Mothma Admiral Ackbar rubble pile.
Okay. So I signal to the team that we are going to, you know, fall back, but not like full retreat, run away, but like, you know, cover to cover back to the casino. Yeah.
Okay. So let me just point out, though, the casino is quite a long ways away. And if you run, we're going to get a, like, you know, Vietnam War moment of the T-47s firing their vehicle grade lasers at you as they make another pass. You will have no armor and you will be more or less out in the open if you just book it.
What's the building next to us? You said there were government buildings?
There's no buildings next to you. Basically, you've got the casino ahead of you, outside of extreme range. You've got government buildings to your left and right.
Why don't we just steal their car, though?
Across the lawn, also to extreme range. And the T-47s are going to have to be, they're going to have to take a turn wheeling around, and then they'll get to go on their next action.
Pocket's got it. I move towards their car. We're going to take their car.
Okay, so short to medium will get you to the car.
Great.
You can take two strain to get into the car if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, take two strain. You are now over here in the new vehicle. The vehicle has no damage. There's just a dead guy in it.
Yo, I pull him out and jump in.
Okay, all right. You run over, yank him, throw him on the ground, and jump in the car. So now, Belsa, you can go.
I'm just gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna spend the two maneuvers and then take the strain to get in the car.
Okay. All right. So good. Take your strain. You're in the car now.
I'm going to sit out in the open like sup.
Yeah. Lana's standing next to your burned up car.
You're getting in the enemy's car?
Yeah.
Now we killed the guys who had the car.
We killed all of them.
They're grabbing a new cop car.
Great. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Lana nailing it.
All right. So the land speeder next to the blockage, they're going to take their turn maneuvering around it. So they don't get to take a turn otherwise. And then the T-47s now wheel around. And so what we can see is these two T-47s, like contrails behind them, they fly out together, loop around, and are now flying back towards you. And these guys are going to hot dog it. They drop down to like ground level and swoop in under the archways. So they're flying at fairly high speed toward you. Under these archways, and on their turn, they'll get to fire on the next pass.
Earlier, you mentioned there was a gunner in this craft. Is there a gun on this craft?
No, that's the T-47s. There's a pilot and a gun. All right. All right. So the NPC's turns are done. All of you can go now if you want.
I'm gonna go. I have to get in the car, so I'm gonna go first and go back here and get in the car with them.
Great.
Or cool. Am I driving?
Okay, I'm so driving. I have three green. You had two, so I'll take over.
Okay.
So you gotta spend.
I asked you in the beginning.
I didn't know. I never looked it up.
Spend two strain, Lana, to make that maneuver. And okay. Now the three of you are together again in the vehicle. You are at now medium range from them, ZN, because they move towards you and you move towards them. And the land speeder is now out.
Yeah, the only thing that's a threat is the land speeder, right?
No, the T-47's coming straight down the road towards you is the biggest threat, because they're both going to fire their weapons at your car.
Well, their car. I'm not in...
Yeah, the communal imperial vehicle.
I mean, we got to be exact here. I'm not in the car with them.
You are a giant waste of space right now.
ZN, yeah. No one will fire anything at you. You are invisible.
I'm just going to wait. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
Fire at the car.
You can't
do anything.
You're at long range from where you are. You're at long range to the T-47s, and you are actually at short range to the land speeder as it's pulling around the corner. So it's kind of off to one side from you. So you're only at short range if you want to fire your carbine at it.
No,
but you're firing
it's a waste of a maneuver.
That car that's coming at us is super damaged. A carbine shot at like the engine would shut it down.
At what, the T-47?
No, the car that's coming around the corner that is navigating, the land speeder that's navigating around the corner, it has to take that slow. They're not going full speed around the corner.
Yeah, the land speeder has already taken a hit. So if you can get past its armor at all, it has 10 points of armor though, because it's vehicle grade. If you can get past its armor and do even one wound, it has to take another crit.
So the thing is, the blaster carbine only does 9 damage. So I would have to have at least 3 successes.
Can't you order him though? He's a droid. You can't order him.
I have tried. I've tried to order him around, and he's. Do you remember the last time I tried to order him?
You can order me to the best of your ability.
Go in this door and kill these guys. He's like, no, I'm going to climb a wall. He tried to climb a wall and fell on his ass. He is uncontrollable and really a reject. He's a reject droid.
The problem is somewhere in his logic circuits, there's like the reverse psychology switch has been turned on. So you just need to be like power down and then he'll flip out.
We don't even want you powered down.
So here's the thing. All four of you will get an opportunity to go before the T-47s will fire at you. So what do you want to do? Anyone can go now.
I clearly... Yeah, I floor it and evasive maneuvers or whatever that was.
Okay, so you're going to move at... Here's the thing, you're at zero. You're not going very fast right now. Right. So you can... if you want to, take 2 strain and make 2 maneuvers. You can jump straight to... Like you can put the hammer down and jump straight to full speed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can try to make evasive maneuvers if you want. Or you can do without the strain and do one or the other of those things.
Yeah, I have so much strain threshold, I'm fine. I'm not even close to it. So I'll use the 2.
All right. So let's take a look. You're gonna put the hammer down. And that gives you, if you punch it, you go immediately to maximum speed rating from any other speed by throwing the throttle to maximum, overloading the ship's drive. While expeditious, it's put undue strain on the ship or the vehicle. The ship suffers a point of system strain for each point of speed between your current and maximum. So the engines whine, you're exceeding safe limits, and the ship is going to take... See the vehicle profile. It's got a maximum speed of 4. So the ship takes 4 strain as you put it in the red and you jump immediately to 4 speed. Everybody gets pushed back in their seat and you right off the blocks.
Yo, great.
So that's going to mean they're only going to get 1 opportunity to shoot you as they fly by rather than like 2. They're going to have to basically go do the fucking Immelmann turnaround and waste a turn every time they want to try you. You're going to get to the casino by the end of your next turn. No problem at this speed. Okay, so I'll make a note. Ship takes 4 strain. The vehicle, I will warn you, the vehicle has a strain threshold of 6. Yeah, wound and strain of 6. So if it takes 2 more strain, it's gonna be fried. But that's fine. You're okay. You can do that. And then you're also taking evasive maneuvers, which means that the vehicle, I have to upgrade the attack when the T-47s come at you.
Great.
Cool. All right. Cool. So, bam! You just like jump off the blocks and fire straight towards the casino. Who's going next?
We just want to gamble. I don't know why they're making
Didn't
it so
I
hard.
I had to go because I had to spend my turn getting in the car.
No, this is the top. You were last in the last round. This is the top of the new
round. So all three of us can go. I'll go last.
All three of you will go, and then I'll shoot at you with the T-47s.
Yeah. So you two can do something. I'll go last.
I don't even know what to do. I sit there and I pick my nose. I mean, what do I do?
All right, cool. So when you crash, you'll already have a finger in your nose. It'll go right up in your
mouth.
Can I Is there a way that, like, it doesn't matter, like, no matter what, next round we're going to get to the casino?
Yes, at the end of the next round, because you punched it, you'll get not only to the casino, but probably, like, right up the front stairs if you want to. Like, stopping is going to be harder at this speed. Than
right inside. Right,
yeah, you'll
inside.
Have to just go right through the doors.
Okay. Well, then, no, I don't know what to do, so.
Can they just, I mean, even though I know they won't damage the T-47s at all, can they just, can you at least try and fire at them? And see if, like, they go, like, oh, no! Like, there's got to be something can do.
Yeah, this is the thing. If you make a roll of any kind, you have the opportunity to generate advantage or disadvantage for them, but you also risk a despair or, like, other bullshit happening to you. So, yeah, if you just lean out the window and, like, fire, if you have a weapon that can fire at extreme range, which I don't know if you do, you could fire the T-47s, or you could shoot.
That's right. Our other guy, our dead person, had the slug thrower.
You could shoot out you could shoot out the back at the land speeder if you want to. He's at long range if you have a long range weapon.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pull a Joker and just lean out the window, smiling and shooting randomly at people.
There's no one around. Everyone left.
No, how are they not around? How do they run so fast?
Yeah, I think what Lana means is she's shooting into the crowd as people are scattering. So yeah, you see like
chaos.
Yeah, you see a family of Bothans running towards what they think is safety, and you just and just like kill all three of them and just fall into the grass. No problem.
I didn't say I was going to actually aim at them. I'm purposely just trying to create chaos.
Listen, you said you were firing into the crowd. So you hit one of them. Which one is it? Is it Mama Bear or Papa Bear or Baby Bear?
I'm going to try to hit him in the legs.
You're just firing randomly into a crowd.
You're the worst of us.
Pick one. who do you kill? Lana, who?
I'm going to kill the dad, all right?
All right, fine. That Bothan's going to grow up with no dad, and it's all your fault.
Bothan's going to become a Bothan
stripper. I don't need to, like, roll or anything.
No, you just fired into a crowd. There's people around. It's done. It's too late. You fire. The Bothan dad, like, throws himself in the way of his kid. You shoot him in the back in, like, a big, steaming, furry pile of corpse. He just tumbles into the grass.
You are the worst of us.
Hold on. Did she generate advantage from that?
No, I thought I was going to get to roll.
How did you become so evil?
And his son falls to his knees, shakes him like a dead Ewok. It's like, Papa.
I get back in the car, I'm like, well, shit, that's not who I meant to hit.
Master Otto's trained the fucking apprentice well, man.
Yeah, and he looks
she
up.
She caught
he
the bug when kid. I was killing all those kids.
And he sees across the way, sees Lana, you know, like, leaning out of the car with her blaster rifle, and he just, like, his little beady Bothan eyes, like, lock onto you, like,
one day I'll kill you.
Yeah.
All right, so his mom like pulls him away from his dad's body, and like he's like, no, come on, son, we have to go, and they like run away.
Wow.
Like using perception to find the safest route to the casino without like?
I think there's only one route.
There's really only one way. Like
there's
just
only one route.
Just
well, I have
gun
no
it.
Idea. What can I? Is there anything I can do to get rid of some strain?
No, you got to relax, and this is not a relaxing situation.
But what if I do discipline?
No, you can't. There's no like.
It says keep your cool under fire.
Yeah, that's. You know,
I mean, why don't you just do medicine or something and try and heal some wounds or something like that?
That's
true.
Yeah, strain doesn't just go away with Stimpaks. You have to actually like take a second to fucking chill your shit. And this.
You know what? I'm gonna try and do medicine on Belsa.
Okay, so you can't use medicine to recover Belsa's wounds. Only Stimpaks do that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Medicine helps clear crits, but if you want to Stimpak her again, she'd recover 4.
It's weird. On medicine, it says per success, recover 1 wound.
Oh, yeah, that's if you have time. That's like sitting down and like actually tending to someone.
Okay,
yeah. I don't think you can do that with first aid. Let me double check, though, because it may matter later. Recovery and healing, natural rest, medical care, and then stim packs or back to tanks. So medical care, you can make attempt a medicine check to help a character heal wounds. You can only receive one medicine check each encounter. It doesn't actually say you have to have time. So yeah, you could make one and you can only make one, but you can't do it now because you just shot that guy. That was your action. So
that was your action.
Belsa or Theron, what do you want to do?
What? No, Belsa.
I already went.
Sorry, yeah, Belsa or ZN.
If I use a repair kit, will I come out of cloak?
Yes. Yeah. You got to stop. And if you take an action.
Giving you cloak was the worst decision we ever made.
Let me check the cloak.
I don't think that does anything. I think I can do whatever I want.
Do we have a page number written down for it?
No.
Okay.
I think it's 187. I'll find it.
Yeah. Well, 187. Yeah, if we find it, we'll write it down.
Here, I'll find it.
Because I wanna make sure we know the rules for it. Ooh, neurotoxin.
Hey, I actually did get the page right, but that's not the actual.
Yeah, not the details.
Not the details. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you want to go last, right? So.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want to do, Belsa?
I think as Belsa was second to the vehicle, she got in the front with Taryn, and she's got these binoculars in the car. Is there any way I can use perception to notice anything or any subtle clues about the casino we're heading towards? So as we're approaching it.
Yeah. You can make a check for it.
Cool. All right. What's the difficulty on that one?
There's a lot going on. I'm gonna say, and it's the casino's pretty far. Let's say difficulty 3 and 1 black die for, you know,
okay,
chaotic as it is.
Cool.
Okay. No, everything is just too. It's just too nuts. You got two failures, so nothing there. So
we're screeching down the street, and I'm trying to see if I can notice security or anything about this casino, but just. I'm getting nothing. I'm just jolting all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think the thing is here for you, ZN, you can do anything.
Any threat or despair that rolled can be used for the thing to flicker.
Yeah. So the thing is, if anyone was actually looking for you, like I said, you're rolling across there's a trail in the grass, right?
Yeah.
So if you stop to apply a kit, I'll make a roll, but it'll be real hard. They'll get a roll to detect you by that trail.
And the people that are detecting me, would I know that they're this land speeder?
Yeah, they're the only ones that can see you. There's no way the T-47s at the speed they're going would ever notice you.
If I use the repair kit, will it count as my action?
Yes. Yeah. Using a repair kit is an action.
But then they'll get to go right after, or is it just the T-47s?
Mm. All the NPCs go on the same turn, because they're all the same guys.
Why don't you maneuver behind something and then repair?
Yeah.
Like, there's wreckage everywhere.
Or yep, just you can spend a maneuver to get cover, if you want.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Way to the casino.
Can I see which way the car is going?
Yeah, everything is traveling this direction.
I'm sorry, our car.
Yeah
same thing. It's heading that way. Everything except the T-47, which is coming this way.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is the car is going to go under the T-47s as they fly by firing, and then they'll hit the casino at the end of the.
Okay. Turn. I'll start going towards the casino if that's where I see the car speeding to, and then I'm going to get behind cover and use a repair kit.
Okay. So it does take strain if you want to do all three of those things.
Oh Jesus. Even if I just want to move, not even
maneuver. So it's maneuver to cover, maneuver to get from medium to short range, and then an action to use your thing. That second maneuver is what's causing this.
Okay, I'll maneuver to cover, then use the.
Okay, so stay where you are, but take cover.
Yeah.
Just in case they spot you.
Yeah, so that's another 5.
Throw a little cover icon on you.
Okay, so now I'm at 4 of 19.
No, it's not another 5, it's 4. Every time you use one, it's 1 less. Yeah.
I'm prepping for war, Cox. This is the best move.
You roll up, the little like indent trail stops behind some rubble. There's like a crumbled piece of the statue. You unfold all your arms. We just see like a bear of shimmer. I'll roll the land speeder to see if they detect you.
And you just see little sparks flying off.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you've gone into turret mode.
Can you tell me what they're rolling so I know if I want to use a destiny point?
Yeah, they have... let's take a look. Rebel troops, same as Belsa. They've got the sort of chaos factor going on. So I'm going to give them a black die. They're rolling 5 purple dice, 2 black dice because you have cover. I'm going to count that towards there. So 2 black dice, 5 purple dice. Ridiculously difficult for them, and they're going to be rolling perception, which is 1 yellow and 1 green. So not a great roll for these guys.
Go ahead, make the roll, Adam.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no.
Wait, they die?
No, so I get to choose how to spend that threat. It's not going to just insta-kill them. Even so, I could split it between the two of them. But, yeah.
It hurts their heads, so...
Yeah.
How does that make sense? There's sparks coming off of nothing! It's sparks like off of nothing, you guys.
They don't see you. For folks watching at home, they generated 6 threat. I'm going to give 2. I'll strain each of them twice. So they take 4. They take 4 strain total. And then I'll use the other 2 black dice to give a penalty to them when they go.
Great.
So they'll have to make a driving
check.
See,
even when I'm just healing myself, I still do damage. I still do work.
Okay. So they don't notice you. They're super stressed out. But now the NPCs are going to go. So when the T-47 comes within range of the car, this is the like island eel thing. So y'all are coming. They split off, and the 2 of them go laterally, and they just fire at you.
Like a set of condition here, Adam. If I see the car blow up, I fucking just roll out of their stealth to the nearest fucking facility, and then just go into dormant mode once again.
You just wait for the next empire.
I just wait for the next empire to show up.
Yeah, exactly. 400 years later, called on again to action, Zedin awakens.
Exactly.
All right. So the T-47s, each of them will get 1 shot, and they're firing at the vehicle. You're taking evasive maneuvers.
We've only got 2 damage
threshold. We'll talk about people spending points in a second.
We're going to die. We're dead.
The car... Does the vehicle you're in have any damage currently?
No.
I don't think
it's... Because I missed.
Just straight. Yeah.
The vehicle has no damage.
Okay. So let's rock and roll here. So the first shot with gunnery.
God damn it.
They're waiting until they're at close range to fire. So it's going to be 1 purple. 1 purple, 1 upgrade. I am obviously buying them an upgrade for this roll. Like I have to.
We have one point.
You have one if you want to. You have one on this roll if you want to buy another downgrade.
We do.
Okay, so you're gonna upgrade the difficulty. Go, someone spend it.
We've also got evasive maneuvers in action.
Yeah, which I've already accounted for. So are you spending that point or no?
Yes.
Okay, somebody flipped it. Okay, thanks, Lana. Okay, so they've got one purple. They've got 2 upgrades to the difficulty, so it's going to be 1 red, 1 purple. I've upgraded them once, and they have gunnery. I'm going to buy another upgrade for the other one. Do you want to downgrade both of them?
Yes.
Okay, spend another point, and I will too.
So we're still at 2-2 then.
Yeah, so yeah. It'll even back out. Yeah, 2-2. Okay, so it's the same pool for both rolls. I'll make 2 gunnery rolls, and we'll deal with them as we go.
Jesus fuck.
Okay, and this will be the only shot they get until before you hit the casino.
Come on.
All right.
So what do they have? Hold on. What are the conditions here? What do they have to roll to hit?
They just need a success. Their pool needs to have a success left over.
Literally one hit and our vehicle's
dead. One hit will disable the vehicle.
Here's the thing. Yeah, one hit will bring the vehicle to 0 and cause a crit. If they get advantage, they have fire-linked weapons, so they'll get multiple hits. If I get enough advantage to spend those, and if I get a triumph, it's just a straight crit to the vehicle. So
the vehicle blows up, we will die.
Let's. Do you want to? Should we take a second to talk about the vehicle crit table, or do you just want me to go and
just
and
go?
You don't need to know what might happen.
Just go. I'd rather not know. This is like knowing when. Okay. This is like one of those I know when you die kind of things. I'd rather not know.
Imagination to wander and work out what could have been.
No, yeah. I just let's do it.
All right. So here's the first shot.
Oh.
Whoa, okay, all right.
What does that mean?
What? Wait, so, what does that mean?
So the triumph and the despair, they both happen.
But there's no success or failure.
It didn't give me my... Never mind, this whole roll is a throwaway because it didn't do my... I should have 1 more purple. Let me roll that and then we'll figure it out. So yeah, we'll talk about what happens on the despair because it does count as a success. So unless on this purple I get a...
Failure,
they'll hit you. So let me roll. There should be 1 more purple in that roll.
Nothing.
Okay. All right. So this is going to go real bad for them, but they hit and they crit the vehicle. So the vehicle doesn't take any damage because there is a success. And
where's the black dice?
Did those not roll? There's no black dice. Where would the black dice come from?
Oh, it's for evasive maneuvers plus the...
No, SC. that's the upgrade. Yeah, to the difficulty.
I don't understand what just happened.
I don't.
Evasive maneuvers is what?
An upgrade. Evasive maneuvers is an upgrade to the difficulty, which turned that black, the purple they would have had into a red. And then adding another upgrade adds an additional purple, which is the one I just rolled.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Just trying to lawyer my life, man.
It's a small but intense pool.
Doesn't the despair count as a fail, though?
Despair counts as a fail. Yeah, so I guess this is the thing. The crit, the despair, actually everything cancels itself out, I guess, in this case.
Yeah, there's nothing would happen.
That's right, because despair is a failure, too. So the failure success aspect of those, they don't actually hit you. I can spend the despair. I have to spend the despair and the triumph outside of success. So the card doesn't
what happens hit. Is they hit that fucking both and mother.
So, here's the thing. You guys can spend their despair, and I can spend their triumph. But no, the car doesn't get hit either way.
Great.
So the despair, you guys can agree how you want to spend this. The ranged weapon immediately runs out of ammunition and may not be used for the remainder of the encounter. Upgrade the difficulty of the next check. So maybe he
that bumped. One.
You want to use that one?
Okay. Well, hold on. Let him read the rest.
Or a tool or melee weapon they're using becomes damaged, which
no, would... fucking do the second one.
You want to use the upgrade the difficulty? Okay.
Hell yeah.
So I get to spend, this is the thing, I get to spend the triumph to upgrade an allied character's next check. So it just makes the whole thing
even more crazier.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So awesome. The next roll.
This is so stupid.
I feel like Zian is over there stealth behind cover and like the threat assessment meter is going up. And going up, I think he just hits a fucking peak, and he's just like cannot calculate. He has no idea what the fuck is occurring.
All right, so the pool for the next one, you have one upgrade for. We'll start at the bottom. So one difficulty for range, one upgrade for evasive maneuvers, right, on the difficulty side. So that turns the purple into a red, and then two more upgrades: one from the despair and one from the destiny point you spent. So the difficulty pool they're rolling against is two purple and one red. Now, on my side, they get one upgrade, which brings them from one green, one yellow to two yellow. And then they get an additional upgrade from the triumph. So the pool is one green and two yellow against two purple and one red. And that's the die pool for this second shot.
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. All right. So they hit the car. They take two threat. Your vehicle is going to take damage from the shot. So let's...
Vehicle's done. Vehicle's out.
Yes. Vehicle is out. You have the momentum. Like, it'll... Because you gunned it. I'm going to say you have the momentum to carry you most of the way. You're still going to have to get out and run when the vehicle comes to a stop. But you'll be able to run in a single turn, and these guys won't get to shoot you.
That was two successes and two threat for the MP3.
That's right, yeah. Two successes, two threat. And for these vehicles, let's see. Vehicle profile, the T-47 Airspeeder. They didn't get any advantage, which would have meant I got two hits on the car. They just get one shot with the forward-mounted twin heavy blaster cannon, which deals seven damage to the vehicle, which is two more than its wound threshold. Let's roll a vehicle crit.
Who wants to roll the D100?
Anybody can actually roll
a pivotal roll.
I'll do it.
You want
this to be as low as possible.
That's not good. That's not good.
Okay. All right. So it could be worse. This isn't like immediate explosion. you know, those don't happen until higher up. The car is ruined. Just flat out ruined.
We'll never get our refund.
This result, 74 is power fluctuation. So if the vehicle were still operable, its power system would be screwed, basically constantly like causing strain to the vehicle. But that's fine. The blaster shots fire up the road. Two of them hit the road, basically liquefying the concrete. The third one goes right through the front of the car. Doesn't go through the windshield or anything, but goes through the engine of the land speeder, which turns sharply off to one side, slides across the road, hits the curb, bucks up onto the curb, and crashes sideways into a statue, a big statue of Han Solo. You're maybe like 100 meters from the casino entrance. Your car is totally fucked. The T-47s fly past you, and what they're going to do is at the end of their arc, they're going to need to take a turn to come around. And if you're still not in the casino by then, they'll get to strafe you one more time.
Run it. Let's run, yo. Get
everybody,
up.
Everybody gets to take an action. The land speeder that was behind you moves from long range into medium range. So the cop car is still coming up behind you, but they're all frazzled and there's only two of them. So all four of you can go. What are you going
to
do?
I'll go
run.
Last.
Run to the casino run. Entrance.
Run. You. And motherfucker.
Run. Yeah, everybody's going to run.
Casino entrance.
All right. Run. So to get to the entrance of the casino, it does take two strain. You have to
take some strain. Oh, I can't do it then.
Maneuver. How much strain? How much strain do you have left?
Okay. Let's see. How much strain? I'm at 9 of 12.
You can totally
that's
do
two.
It. You can totally do
two,
it.
Two. You can do it. That's 11.
You have to do it.
It's either that or you take a fucking land speeder shot to your personal self.
No, you have to run.
I'm running.
Times fucking 100.
Run.
I'm at 11 of 12 now.
Great. Run.
Okay. All right. So just booking it. Everybody takes the two strain. You three go. Invisible robot. What do you want to do? The land speeder is like coming up on your right.
This is your chance, it, JP.
Flying towards
don't let
friend.
Us down.
What? What do you want me to do? Just be like, ha-ha, and jump in front.
Yes. Do anything.
Throw yourself in front of the car.
Literally do anything.
The thing is, I can't be out here because the fucking T-47s are going to see me.
You do. I will say this. You do have an opportunity as the land speeder like flies up. You could shoot it. You could throw yourself in front of it. You could. I mean, there's an opportunity to act as it passes into short range. What do you want to do? Or you can just let it go by and hang out. You're invisible.
This is standard JP where he's going to stay invisible, do nothing, and then we're going to play a 4-hour campaign where he did nothing. Just moved around in an invisible ball.
How is that different from
giving him the invisibility was the dumbest decision we ever
made. It was terrible.
Never have given the ring to Frodo.
Otherwise, I would have been dead so long ago because I couldn't keep up to you guys in the car.
We're in the middle. We are wanted people on a Republic home.
Yeah, do you see how useful a stealth camouflage kit is for that? That's brilliant. Yeah,
but our mission objective is to cause as much chaos and
I killed an entire squad of police. I'm pretty sure that's a good enough fucking amount of chaos.
No one knows that. No one knows the Empire is even involved. I put Imperial symbols all over the wall. Pocket burnt down
the Empire. Well, that's not my fault.
But this is good, though, JP. This is good because they don't know it's the Empire. So we can claim that we're like, we're from, you know, Suicide Squad 6. And we are a cool gang of badasses. And we don't like nobody. We're pirates. We can do whatever we want.
This is the point. This is the point at which Mudcrab ZN just whoop, whoop, whoops out of the frame and we never see him again.
We can do whatever we want. Why don't you help us? We're causing trouble. You're like, I don't want to get involved.
Can't you because just
there's nothing advantageous for me to jump in. Everything that I do results in me dying.
A fucking killer robot. It has morality and a
No, it has nothing to do with morality. It's self-preservation. Morality. It's 100% self-preservation.
But that's not what droids are about. Droids are not about self-preservation.
Look, ever. I didn't make it through 3 fucking Lucas films, all right, without fucking self-preservation, Jesse.
He didn't get through the Clone Wars intact.
Yeah.
This is the thing where this would be the moment where as the thing is pulling up, we get all these like sepia tone flashbacks to the Clone Wars where all of these droids are in front of him getting killed and he's just rolling backwards slowly. And then all the like Jedi are fighting the clone troopers and he's just backing away slowly so no one shoots him.
Just kind of over and over again.
Hiding in a closet while the Empire falls around his feet. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He watches a little Anakin Skywalker fly away and he's like that's a kid flying a jet. I'm out. He's like
the many braveries of ZNZ1L.
What? So if the T-47s will see me next round, probably, right?
No. I mean, they're going real fast. If you're invisible, I don't think there's a chance for them.
But I'm saying if I attack the land speeder, they will.
Yeah. I mean, if you come out and just start.
Yeah. So I'm going to the entrance of the casino.
They're not in their strafing plane. Like these things aren't meant to. It's not a gunship, right? They can't really slow down and stop and just start shooting at you. They've got forward mounted weapons. They're going to do flybys, but a single target of your size, they would just be like, "Oh, we spotted a droidica. We're going to peel off." But
yeah, they're
going to
kill me.
Like heavy ground troops.
Yeah, I'm just going to the front of the casino. I'm following the rest of the crew if they're going to the casino front. That's where I'm headed.
Okay, so you're going to stay in stealth mode and just roll towards the casino?
Yep. Slow my roll
towards the casino. And you're not going to spend any strain. You're just going to do, like, one maneuver?
Nope. Yeah, because
We'll see you in 7 turns, then.
So just gently rolling towards
the casino. Yeah, I'm just like, going to go over here now.
Yeah, you bounce up off the grassy area onto the sidewalk and are just, like, rolling along with these statues going past you.
Yeah,
just like flaming cars everywhere, and rubble.
Just like chaos everywhere around me. It's like, gonna go say hi to my friends now.
All right,
listen,
so
country.
So here's where we end up, right? The characters, aside from ZN, have all reached the stairs of the casino. ZN, you're at long range from the stairs, from where you are.
Okay.
The three of you run up the steps of the casino. The land speeder pulls up as you're getting inside, turns, like, yanks a hard right. They stop, they jump out, and they take cover behind the vehicle, and they're frantically, like, calling for backup, right? The trooper is like, we need backup at the Triple Nova. The suspects have run inside. You know, we have officers down. We need support. And the three of you dash up the stairs into the casino, where just, like, chaos reigns. you run inside, and we can see that there are, we get a nice long panorama of the inside of the casino, and it's this, like, incredibly gaudy, like, gold and purple, like, there's huge statues of things. There's all these card tables, people playing sabacc. But as soon as there was chaos outside, as soon as things got all real, now we see, like, guards trying to keep people from stealing stuff off the table. You know, we see a Rodian, like, jamming sabacc chips into his bag. People are shouting. There's probably some blaster fire as the guards, like, trying to scare people off. And I don't think anyone inside notices you really, like, run in the front door. Welcome to the Triple Nova Casino.
Hide us, actually, bitch!
You know,
sounds like a place.
You know what? Actually, one person notices you. There's a gold, like, no, you know what? Fuck it. They're going to go big. There's a platinum and diamond encrusted 3PO droid at the door who, like, turns when you come in and is like, welcome to the Triple Nova Casino. We are currently closed. Please come back another time. And you like, run in the door, and there's this droid up in your face.
I push the droid out of the way and blaster shot him in the head.
You just shove him on the floor. He's like, oh my, and then blam, his whole face just blows up.
Damn right.
Nice. Diamonds go everywhere.
Yeah, little bits of gemstones scatter on the carpet.
A question mark appears above ZNZ01L's head as he's wondering why you just destroyed
this. When you do that, when you blast the droid, little bits and pieces of him, a nearby, there's a Jawa and a tuxedo.
He runs over
and starts picking up the pieces. He's like, Houdini, and, like, runs over and starts.
A Jawa and a tuxedo.
Yeah, suddenly there's, like, six or seven of these Jawas wearing, like, tuxedos and, like, evening dresses that just descend on the droid and start picking him clean, like, nattering to each other. Yeah, just shuffling bits of droid into their pockets.
Perfect. It's a perfect distraction.
Yeah. So, you're in the Triple Nova Casino. You know, there's a lot of chaos going on, so you're kind of blending in for now. There are troops on the way. What does everybody want to do? I think we drop out of, like, combat timing. And ZN, you'll roll up the stairs if you want to in a second, but
yeah
y'all are in here. The Triple Nova has, like, six stories. There's, like, a VIP balcony up top. There's a concert hall. There's several gambling halls. There's probably also, like, a hotel built into, like, a separate wing of the casino. It's huge. It's a huge, one of the bigger casinos on Abrigado Rey. What's the plan here, everybody?
I mean, it's already, chaos is already ensuing everywhere in here, right?
Yeah.
I feel like the best strategy is to not be Sam, use your powers. Let's blend into the chaos, but at the same time, keep the chaos going. Like, we should be actively, like, trying to make this the most insane scene possible.
But can we, like, we have to do it, like, really subtly, though. We can't, like...
Right, absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Like, as we walk past someone, like, I stab them or something and then keep walking.
Yeah, I mean, you just look over and Lana's already eating someone's face, so...
No, that's not subtle at all! No, I'm trying to save our asses.
Man, Lana, why would you do that?
She's just gotten one of the Jawas arms.
Like, oh, you can only force push people, can't you? You can't, like, do objects.
Yo,
objects that are smaller than a person.
Belsa.
Oh, okay.
Push a cause a riot. Push chips. Push a person who's like
really big into another
person that's
really big.
Yeah, and cause a fight.
I mean, there's already okay.
I feel like everyone's fighting already, dude.
Force push a guy.
There's a lot of fighting.
Another guy.
Yeah, like just force grab someone's hand and put it on some other dude's butt. And then
But they always actually liked each other, but they never talked about it. So they just
and then rather than fight, they start kissing.
Exactly. Instead of fighting, they like have like, bro, did you touch my butt? I didn't mean to, dude. No, it's okay, bro.
Yeah, this is chaos all around.
I liked it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You've created a moment of truth.
And it's just, a scene where there's like two guys kissing, and around them are like people flying and ships exploding. And like,
it's in slow mo.
Yeah, it's like Pirates of the Caribbean, where it's all slow.
Yeah, this is getting exciting.
I've always loved you, bro. The casino burns down. Oh, boy. Yep, it's true love.
Really no, all right, just you need to shield us and make us blend in, like, make us blend into the crowd so we vanish.
So I think, I want to just throw my hood up, and we just move towards the back of the building.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. Okay. So you're gonna just try to stay hidden.
Yeah, I have I have extra difficulty checks on indistinguishable, and we get extra blue dice for stealth checks. So it's just passive increase to stealth.
Okay. So whoever, it sounds like you're leading the stealth. Let's have you roll. You're trying to stealth multiple people. So we'll say difficulty that someone will notice you. It would normally just be one. No, it would normally be two. So let's say three purple. But you get your two blue. And I'll throw another two blue in because of just the chaos. So three purple. Okay.
I only get one blue, and then you get one difficulty upgrade.
Okay. All right. So you're not. I don't think there's anyone actively opposing you. Let's turn that difficulty upgrade into a positive upgrade for you.
Okay.
So take a blue and an upgrade on your side, and then another two blue dice. So three and one upgrade on your side against a difficulty of three. Three purple.
Great.
Because you're trying to keep multiple people hidden. Okay. All right. So someone, and I don't, it doesn't necessarily have to happen immediately, but someone notices you. Maybe we see like in a, like a security camera, someone sees the three of you come through the door and make your way into the crowd, but no one in the crowd notices you. None of the security team or whatever, you can get somewhere within the...
We can't catch a break after that first first good roll we had.
Belsa, take three strain.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still stealthed.
That fucking hurts.
Yes.
Yeah, you're still stealth. We get that.
Yeah, so here's what happens. Once you try to blend into the crowd, you rolled, Belsa, you rolled four purple, not, you were only supposed to roll three. Take that strain back and re-roll it.
Okay.
Because we can't unroll a die, so you got to re-roll the whole
thing. That's so weird. I have three purple here.
Let me check the pool. I might have one lingering. Try again.
Did chat just save us on that one, chat?
Well, then we rolled it completely.
All right. So you still fail, but you don't take the strain. So all of that stuff counters itself out. It all just clears out.
The yellow dice just clocked out.
Yeah, the yellow dice. Those your yellows, they don't care. They've quit on you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I guess you blur into the crowd, and then the door pops open for some reason, but nobody is standing there, and the carpet dents slightly. What do you do, ZN, when you get in there?
Wait, he rolled past all the guys who were out front.
Yeah,
because he can just go around the cop car and roll up the stairs.
He's
literally just whistling to himself as he just rolls through the war zone.
Yeah. I'm just working my way up to the party. If I see the Jawas on the C-3PO unit or whatever, and they're still on the ground going after that, maybe we'll just kind of roll on top of them, but then cause some more chaos.
They hear and feel you coming. You can't just like casually roll onto them. They'll scatter if you roll towards them.
Okay, Jawas once tried to disassemble me, so yeah, we definitely try to roll over them, and then I just start working my way to the party.
Okay, all right, sure. So this is the thing: you reach a point where the crowd is dense enough because Belsa has taken the people into the crowd. You can't anymore. You can't just follow them because there's too many people around. You'd have to push them out of the way, and then people are like, "Whoa, invisible sphere! What's going on?"
I think as long as I don't meet resistance where I can't roll forward, I just
That's what I'm saying. You've reached that point. It's too dense in here for you to do much else.
Okay. then I'll just turn into the droid form and start walking, crab walking through the people.
Through the crowd?
Through the crowd, yeah, towards the party.
Yeah, well, we're noticed now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But so I'm still stealthed.
Well, people are getting touched by you, and they're, like, scattering. And we can see, again, on the security cameras, like, people are parting, and there's just this space with nothing in it as you move through.
Well, like, so I'm gonna, someone's drink spills on you, and there's a shimmer or some shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll for the security system in the – there's, like, a security system droid that's going to try to detect you.
Okay.
So difficulty is 5, but this thing is built for perceptions.
I've got to use this last light side point, Adam.
Yeah, you want to throw an upgrade on there?
Yeah, we're going to throw an upgrade on there.
All right, here we go. Let's see.
I like how people in chat named the
Dungeon 3
unit.
All right, BL1 so it's trying. We watch the camera. Like, it's trying to get a lock on whatever's happening. This droid just to figure out, like, something erratic is going on. Scanning, and it, like, runs the scanners, but it can't. The scanner keeps glitching out and, like, moving the reticle, so it can't find you. The people in the area are freaking out, but they have too much going on to notice more than, like, something bumped me. I'm gonna move. So you're able to kind of move around, but yeah, there's no one can get a good solid look at you.
Great.
That roll is insane, by the way.
Yeah, it's an insane roll.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. So you're still hidden. What's everybody gonna do?
I'm trying to meet up with the rest of the group, so I'm playing catch up.
Yeah, I
still.
Mean you're not gonna, like, meet up with them as long as they're in the crowd, right? Because you're doing the exact opposite thing. Belsa is trying to keep people around her, and you're trying to push everybody out of the way. So Belsa is moving actively away from you in the wake of the people who are moving away from you. So you're basically just following them around, and Belsa is using the crowd as cover.
Okay.
I mean, y'all can run around in circles all day if you want to, but more cops will show up.
I mean, the original plan was to use the explosives and take down the casino, which is, like,
a big
symbol of their, like, we got no explosives now.
I don't know why we're here. I have no plan. So I'm following the group and just hoping that they know where they're going or have a plan where they're going.
Okay.
I mean, have we been detected?
Yes, but you don't know that you have. Right. The security system is tweaked to, like, you have weapons, you came in the front door, it's communicating with the police and being like, oh, cool, they're in here, and, like, telling them, like, your suspects are in the building. They know that, but the security system is tracking you as you move through the crowd.
Can we use, does anyone have, like, streetwise or something?
How does this building operate? Does it have, like, gas inside of it? Like, is there something we can, like, a gas main we can blow? I'm taking this building down. That's the only way we get out of here in the confusion without
somewhere. Like, I mean, okay, let's make a check for that. It'll be some kind of knowledge.
Wouldn't it
knowledge
be education?
Knowledge warfare, probably. But let me, well, I guess, because you're thinking about blowing it up, right? It's you're making a military plan here.
Employ basic scientific knowledge in an analysis.
Yeah. Okay. So roll education first. This would be like, how do these things normally operate?
Sure. Difficulty. Yeah, definitely not something I'm built for, but okay.
Yeah.
Education. Yeah. Here we go.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
It's still got my pool from before.
Oh.
It's fine. We got it. We nailed it.
That's a success. Wow.
I accept it.
Roll again. Roll your smaller pool. Okay. Oh. All right. So you can use that advantage to buy strain, but you can also use it to notice something important if you want to.
I want to notice if
but
they're.
I'm not gonna tell you about the thing that you wanted to know. You don't really know how most casinos power themselves.
I want to notice if there are pipes or if there's.
You don't get to tell me what the thing is. You just say, I want to notice something important. I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, I want to notice something important.
Okay.
No, he's going to tell you what you didn't want to. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing
that's
was,
yeah,
you
failed, we can use it.
You failed getting what you want, but there is, okay. So there's from where you're standing, there's a set of elevators you can see near the back of the building. And there's a bank of, say, 6 of them. One of the elevators is, like, a security elevator. It's like a VIP elevator. And more than likely, it leads to, like, a VIP lounge or, like, a secured place that you could go once you've, like, earned a bunch of chips and you're VIP. So you notice that there's this one elevator that's different from the rest. It's, like, a secured elevator.
Okay.
So that's a thing you notice as your way out. And I think at this point, like, we see you moving through the crowd, looking around, trying to figure out where you're going to go next. Let's take our last break here, and then you can figure out where you want to end up.
Sounds good. All right, we'll take our final break and go back into the final hour to see if I actually do anything this entire
time. He won't.
Look, man, there's been no reason for me to come out of stealth. And if I'm with you guys right now, it only complicates things. And if I'm with by myself, I die. So
there's been many reasons.
Zero many reasons. Reasons. Zero logical reasons that make any sense.
Oh, you know, just your team.
Friendship, love.
Yeah.
The things we lack because of the dark side.
Yeah. And also the core tenets of a droid, you know, emotions.
Somebody call Isaac Asimov.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take this quick break. We'll be right back. We'll see you guys then.